Welcome to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. I'm Drew Boxler, editor of Physicians Practice. Every 2 weeks, we explore key areas of a successful, thriving, independent practice. We'll hear from experts in the industry regarding best practices for billing and collections, answer your top coding questions, analyze current legal trends, malpractice landmines to avoid, and look at the hottest tech innovations to increase productivity and enhance the patient experience. Let's get started. The academic discussion of biases, whether conscious or unconscious, can be found in many disciplines today. 2020 saw a renewed focus on medical discrepancies, specifically a focus on disparities of impact during the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic, and a renewed focus on racial tensions throughout the summer and fall. In medicine, regardless of specialty, biases are thought to threaten the care that you provide and jeopardize patient outcomes in a variety of ways. Today, you'll hear from Dr. Nada Elbuluk, a practicing dermatologist and director of clinical impact at Visual DX, about the different types of cognitive biases, how they impact clinical decision-making, and changes to the medical system, as well as the individual practice that providers can make to overcome biases.
In medicine, there's a lot of types of bias. There's an exhaustive list that you could spend hours actually talking about. But some of the most pertinent ones, particularly with my work related to skin of color and healthcare disparities, relate to conscious and unconscious bias. And so unconscious bias, which we also call implicit bias, can really play a very significant role in medicine. And we can elaborate a little more on that. There's other types of bias as well. One called representative bias, which relates to, when you tend to diagnose something based on the classic representation of it. Mm-hmm. And so for skin of color diseases, particularly in my field of dermatology, many of these look different in darker skin types. And so if you've only been trained or you've only classically seen it in lighter skin types, you may fall victim to representative bias where you miss a diagnosis because it doesn't look like that classic representation in lighter skin that you're used to. And another bias we talk about a lot is premature closure, which is where you see something and you sort of jump on an immediate diagnosis, again, based on whatever your knowledge and background education and training is, but you don't sort of go through kind of the full comprehensive thought process for that individual patient of what their diagnosis could be. And so you end up, closing your decision-making too early on the diagnosis and then potentially making the wrong one. So I would say those are a couple of like the really pertinent ones that come up in healthcare and that come up a lot in relation to people of color.
A large part of the discussion that permeated popular culture in the past couple of years has surrounded the concepts of conscious versus unconscious bias. What exactly does this mean for physicians and how can it be detected and remedied? Dr. Elbuluk explains.
So first of all, we all have biases. It's part of human nature. It's part of how we get through our everyday existence in life. Bias as a word basically just talks about our inclination towards a certain decision or thought that we come to. And so not all biases are bad. Like I said, sometimes they, provide us shortcuts in life with how we're able to make quick decisions. And sometimes that's very important. But there are many biases that can have negative implications, and sometimes people aren't aware of that. So a conscious bias and a bias in which somebody makes a decision or forms an opinion about something in a deliberate, intentional way. So they say, that they think something is X or Y, and they're aware that they are inclined to think that way, and they're, okay with that. They're confirming that.
Yeah.
Unconscious bias, which is what happens a lot more frequently, is that you end up making a decision about something, and we're talking about healthcare. So an unconscious bias in medicine is you may come to a diagnosis or a conclusion about a patient and not realize that on an unconscious level, you've been biased towards that person. And biases form for a lot of reasons. Part of it is how we were raised, how we were educated, the environments that we've been exposed to, the trainings that we've had professionally or not had, all of that leads to an accumulation of what ultimately, makes us have biases in one direction or another. And so the concern is when these unconscious biases happen in a way that have negative implications, in a way that takes away from health equity and that widens the gap of healthcare disparities. And so there have been studies that have been done that actually show objectively this is a real thing. So they have done studies where they've looked at providers' perceptions of pain level in patients across different racial and ethnic groups and amongst patients of color. Despite reporting the same, you know, subjective symptoms, the providers rated them as having less pain and giving them less pain medications. There was another cardiovascular study where they had patients of different genders and races give the same story of the same symptoms that they had. And the decision-making of giving sort of life-saving measures, you know, to deal with their heart attack or whatever cardiovascular event they were having, happened at a less frequent rate with patients of color. So, you know, there have been other studies that kind of show these results that people, despite hearing the same exact story from a patient, may react differently to that patient and provide a different diagnosis or different treatment. Simply, and they may not realize that they're doing that, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, simply if that person is a different gender or race, it's influencing their decision making. So that's where unconscious bias comes in. And the danger of unconscious bias is that it has real implications on healthcare outcomes. So, you know, you had asked about how do we measure that? That's a little bit more challenging, right? Because first of all, most people aren't aware that they have it. Yeah. And so, but, you know, one way of sort of measuring it is through these studies where you're looking at the outcome. So, you know, based on that outcome, if you're controlling the story, right, for each patient, mm-hmm. then you can, the only thing left is to surmise that this is related to bias if different decisions are made with the same exact situation. So those kind of studies in which you control for all other factors can help you sort of ascertain where bias is happening and what effects it can have. But, you know, trying to quantify it in the real world is certainly a more challenging issue.
Dr. Albulich says that bias goes in both ways, meaning bias can also stem from patients toward their physicians.
As I mentioned, we all have bias. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that we're all conscious of our own biases and making sure that it doesn't have downstream effects. So on the patient side, patients can also have biases. They may have a bias towards wanting to have a certain provider of a certain demographic background, whether it's gender, age, race, ethnicity. Patients can also have biases about the knowledge base of that provider, right? They may think that a certain provider may understand them more or may not understand them more. That may affect how compliant they choose to be, right? So there are certainly biases that happen on both sides.
Up next, Dr. Albulich discusses what she thinks the industry should start doing to remedy the prevalence of biases on both sides of the care relationship.
So that's a very active conversation. It's not a new one. It's been around for years, but this year I think has really, in the last year, I'd say has a resurgence because as you know, a lot of the systemic injustices in our society have been revealed. Healthcare has been part of that. And you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement and everything that's come up has really brought a resurgence of this conversation, which as I said, has been ongoing, but, and has needed to have, you know, better answers and solutions, but I think there's a heightened attention to it now. And so, you know, many medical schools are looking into making sure that, you know, bias awareness and cultural competency training are happening at the training level so that they're learning these things in med school, so that they're going through that professional training in residency. And then I think hospital systems are also looking at how they can incorporate this training for people who are already practicing, you know, because like I said, this is not something that sort of stops. So if you didn't get that training early on, it's never too late to sort of start becoming aware of your blind spots and aware of your biases. So I think more places are being introspective and looking at what do we as an organization, as a medical school, as an institution, as a hospital, what can we do to make sure that we are more inclusive, right? I mean, I think diversity is important and places are looking to make sure that their providers are more diverse, but that alone isn't enough. You also have to make sure that your environment is inclusive and that you have providers who are culturally competent that can deliver, you know, equitable care.
Thanks again for taking the time to speak with me, Dr. Albulich. And thank you all for listening to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. We hope you subscribe or listen to podcasts, rate us, and let us know what topics you would like to hear more about. For more practice management insights from the top experts in the field, be sure to visit us at physicianspractice.com and sign up for our newsletter.